Very disappointed, Gary. Very disappointed. You know, at the end of the day, no excuses or complaints. It don't come down to because we've only got this or we've only got that. We've been in a very strong position, as you quite rightly say, midweek away at Solihull, 2-0 up with 20 minutes to go. 1-0 up here today, and we could have been probably 3 or 4 to the good in the first 15 minutes. Great opportunities, and never took them. Then you give a careless penalty away, which was certainly not needed, and you invite clubs back into the, you know, and teams back into the match. And, you know, really and truthfully, we've been our own worst enemies. You can't turn around in any way or form and turn around and look at a week and gain too many positives apart from finding yourself getting in the lead, but then disappointedly, I'm say, deep late in games, in both games, losing games. We had opportunities today, really, that some players will, you know, look at their own performances today, which are very frustrated for their personal point of view and for ours as a management team. But, you know, they're teams that we've played this week where we should and expect, and if we hope to, you know, retain our place in the Conference League this year, we have got to get results midweek and today.
Can you put your finger on what it is, though, Gary? Is it the youthfulness of the squad? Is it a lack of experience at seeing the game out at all?
I think it's a little bit of naivety all the way round. I think it's a little bit of naivety. We went for it today, Gary. You know, there's no secret about that. At one each, you know, they looked like, to be honest with you, we looked like a team who I think was trying to win the game. We tried to win the game. I would have been disappointed here today with a point. You know, there's no disrespect to Southport. I'd have been very disappointed with a point here today because I think we had enough chances. You know, another day, one or two players might have walked away with a match ball. We had that many chances in the first 20 minutes. You know, so I haven't got to say no more about that. Then you have at the other end, you've got to defend properly. And it don't matter who you are, you have to turn around and do the basics. And we haven't done them today. So, you know, we have to look at ourselves and not make excuses. The league table don't tell lies after the course of 46 games or after 3 games. It don't tell lies. It's where you are and where you are. And, you know, we know it's going to be testing. We know that players will turn around and have to adjust and the squad has to settle. But, you know, when you turn around and been away, like you have Tuesday to Solihull Moors and be 2-0 up with 20 to go, and you come here today and you're 1-0 up and you only take 1 point out of 6, where really and truthfully we should have took a lot more points than that out in 2 games. And then you've got Forest Green and Dagenham to come. It don't make it easy for you.
On a plus side today, Gary, if there was one, Anthony Edgar coming on for his debut looked very, very lively in the 10 or 12 minutes he was on.
Yeah, well, you know, he came on there, looked lively, but I thought there was one or two other players who had a very good game, even though we didn't win the game, like, you know, but I thought there's two or three players today who've got to do a lot better than what they've done here today in every way form.